Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back, winners and whiners. Scott Steen's got a free MLB pick for the audience. 7-2 on his MLB plays. Likes a play on the card tonight. To get his play for free, text VSiN to area code 320-350-3500. 320-350-3500. Here we go. Time for the coach. David Thorpe at Coach Thorpe on Twitter, TrueHoop.com Insider. I subscribe, and you too, you should as well. It'll be on the Low Post podcast coming up. I love that every year. They go through every playoff series rapid fire, and he's kind enough to join us right now. I want to start with Memphis and Minnesota, and I'll start with this because it's a different game in the playoffs, and how much does that affect Memphis when you see how great they were in transition, how great they were from 1 to 12 with a balanced roster and so many guys that could beat you, and they were awesome on the offensive glass. Does that translate to the playoffs?
I mean, for sure it does. It's funny. People love to say that depth doesn't matter, but, I mean, I've been watching the postseason now for, I don't know, 30-some-odd years. No, 40 years. And guys always get hurt. There's a hamstring, there's a knee, there's an ankle, there's foul trouble. There's a guy who just can't get going offensively. Memphis has a lot of, you know, arrows in the quiver, so to speak. So I think their depth matters. I think the glass really matters with them. And as does, you know, if Minnesota's a great shooting team, but they get hurt in two ways if they're not shooting great because of the way Memphis can break down on the other end. And I'll tell you this, it's the most enjoyable series from a coaching perspective because both these teams run stuff so much more than any other two teams we'll see in the postseason and round one. If you like watching, you know, not just ISO basketball, not that they don't run some ISOs, they do, but they just run a lot more we call false motion, which are actions to get into the action, than any other two teams that we'll see.
Minnesota number one in offensive efficiency since January 1st, but they also foul a lot too. And Towns was number one in fouls, I think, going back since the All-Star break. You saw what happened in the Clipper game, and it was a great job by Edwards and how well they played without him. What do you do with Towns in this series, and do you think it'll be a high-scoring series the whole way through?
Well, first of all, the Minnesota's fouls are an issue. They're a team that really relies on causing turnovers to create some things for them because they're not a great half court, lock your man up on defense. The problem for Minnesota is Memphis is one of our best teams in the league and not turning the ball over. They actually turn the ball over more when Ja's in the game, which is bad news for Minnesota because when he's not in the game, they don't turn it over. Jones is their backup point guard, is one of the league leaders in assist to turnover ratio. And then when he is in the game, you got to deal with Ja. So either way, Minnesota is going to struggle with that. I think that there'll be some games that are very high scoring because Minnesota shoots so well. And Beasley shot like 45% the last 20 some odd games of the season. So even when they go to the bench, they bring in real firepower. I think Minnesota does a really good job of getting Cat involved in the paint offensively and not just rely on the fact that he's the best big man shooter probably in the world, maybe ever. I mean, Dirk is the best we think about, but Cat's on his way to eclipsing even Dirk potentially, certainly with threes made. And so, but you don't want to just rely on that. You want to try to get easy baskets. You want to try to get fouled. I think how the referees call this series is key because Minnesota will, they just foul a lot because they gamble so much and they're not quite disciplined yet. The other X factor is Anthony Edwards. You really can't guard. You just have to hope he misses. He takes a lot of bad shots.
Mm-hmm.
And on those games where he's making those, it's Memphis is in trouble. That's why I think it's not going to be over in 4 and 5. I think Minnesota can win at least 2 games.
Okay.
Yeah, you sort of answered my question there. It's going to be a 2-part question. One is how big of a nuisance can Pat Bev be to Ja Morant to take him out of his game? And two, do you think this is going to be a long series? Can the T-Wolves push this to the limit?
Yeah, I think they can. And that's why I talk about the referees. If they let Bev really get into Ja, first of all, it's really hard. Ja's just too explosive. So I think that either way, Morant will be fine. But if referees are, with Steven Adams in the game, and the way Memphis plays, it can be so physical. I can see them calling a tighter whistle, and that probably hurts Minnesota because Memphis just has more depth, and they're more used to playing physical. And so I think they'll get away with it better. But if they let these guys really just go out and play, it's going to be a wild scene because Pat Bev just brings it.
Oh, that's a great point. That's also a great point for all these series because that Scott Foster abomination, I mean, all these guys in foul trouble, it was ridiculous, some of the calls that they were making. The most intriguing series to you is Toronto and Philly. Tell us why, and also you touched on it Monday, just how enormous the loss of Thybulle is going to be when the series shifts to Toronto.
Yeah. I think it's mostly because it really comes down to Harden. I mean, I wrote 6,000 words the last couple of days on all these series, but in that series, I think Harden, if we see like the real James Harden for most of the series, then I think Philly's got a real advantage, but I just don't think we will. And so I'm very intrigued with how that goes because it really can't guard him when he's got his quickness. When he doesn't and just has to rely on step back shots and step sideways threes against all that length for Toronto, I think Philly's in some real trouble. I almost said Houston because I just associate Harden with Houston. That was 3 teams ago. And so I don't know. I actually favor Toronto in the series because I'm just not going to – I don't believe that Harden can do it frequently. I think he'll have moments in every game. He might even have a game or two where he's terrific. And in those games, of course, Philly has a really good chance to win. Not a definite win, but in the games where he struggles, I think that Toronto can just constrict everything but Embiid. I also think Toronto can up-tempo this thing. I think they will. I haven't talked to anyone there, but – even on, if you see them pushing on after made baskets, it tells you something.
Okay.
They're trying to wear Embiid down. If you watch Embiid play, when he's able to jump over all those long Raptors guys, he kills them. In the fourth quarter, he kind of plays on his tiptoes, which is very typical for big men that are a little tired. Well, that swings the advantage to Toronto because even though they're not as tall as Embiid, their standing reach is about the same. These are super long guys, Barnes, Siakam, Boucher, Anunoby, these are long guys. Thad Young knows what he's doing defensively. So I think as the series goes on, if they can get to Embiid fatigued, and then especially remember, like I said, those if they steal a game or two early,
yep,
and they go home without Thybulle for game three and four, it's a big advantage for Toronto.
Okay, this is unfortunate. We start the day tomorrow with Utah and Dallas. I mean, Utah was just begging to get beat. The infighting, the bizarre press conferences by Quinn Snyder did not play well down the stretch. I'm with you how much you love Dallas, and they could give Phoenix all they could handle. But you said they have no chance now without Luka. And also the schedule kills them. They're the early game Saturday, and the game two is Monday. Even if he can play, what can Luka give you now with that injury where it could be a 2-3 week injury normally?
No, of course. I didn't even look at the schedule until this morning. It's too bad because I do think Dallas can kind of put Utah out of their misery and start anew. Like a new coach, Rudy Gobert is probably gone.
Yep.
It's going to be a total change, maybe some management changes as well with new ownership fully in place. But if you don't have Luka, that gives Utah, I mean, Utah has they should win. They should win in four or five games. The Mavericks are built around one superstar player. They're built well around him, but without him, they're not even a playoff team, probably. At least I don't think they're better than the Pelicans without Luka. Mm-hmm. So the Utah has a huge advantage. If they were to lose that series, it would really be a tragedy in Salt Lake City. But no, I think they're good enough if Luka doesn't play. And then I think it's important to suggest that even if he does play, how good is he going to be? Like, are we going to see Luka competing at all levels? Remember, the last guy we saw with a calf issue that was so public was Kevin Durant, 3 years ago when he blew his Achilles. There's a connection there, literally a connection physically. So I've got real concerns that we're going to see Luka at anything close to his best.
Okay. One more on the injury front, too, and a great breakdown. There's a report Simmons could be back for game four of the Boston series. He's not even practicing with the team. It's been individual workouts. And you talked about this Monday about a whole different ballgame when a guy hasn't played as opposed to I played and I'm coming back. What can Simmons give the Nets? And what they're not even playing a game yet. What can he give you?
You know, I'm running about it. We're publishing it today. Not a whole lot, I don't think. He can, I think, very quickly get acclimated to guarding his own guy. But the speed of the overall playoffs, especially if Boston makes it a mission to force Simmons to deal with stuff off the ball, he's going to struggle to help. I like it to driving in cities like Paris and Rome. There's just a lot going on, and he hasn't done it in a long time. So I could see him really struggling defensively off the ball. And then on the ball, I mean, who knows? But I tell you this, I do not predict him to do well on offense. It's been a long time. Obviously, playing up Durant, Kyrie is easier than what he was doing in Philly last year. But at best, I think it's a neutral or maybe even a net negative. I don't see it as a positive. And I'm not even sure he's playing at all. I think that could be just smokescreen to get their opponent to think about him when really he's not going to play.
Do you think Williams could come back early for Boston? Are you hearing anything?
I'm not. I haven't heard. That's a series changer. Mm-hmm. If he's healthy, I think the Celtics win in five or six. As it is now, I think I've got it going seven just because without Williams and KD and Kyrie are such great front runners. I don't mean that in a bad way. You just, when they're in the lead, you can't catch up to them typically because they're too smart with the ball. They're too talented. They can make shots from anywhere. But if you press up, if you play with urgency, they'll pass out of it and get wide open layups and dunks for a teammate. They'll just do the Gretzky. They'll trigger the double, get the ball in the middle of the floor and get a layup or dunk or wide open three. You got to get up on them. And I think when they're down, they might struggle to manufacture the comeback the way the Bucks did twice last year, both in games and series, because I think they know they're not going to win a championship.
More with Coach Thorpe coming up, more on the Boston-Brooklyn series, also Golden State-Denver, and what should the Lakers do with the Westbrook contract? Straight ahead, VSiN, follow the money, the Sports Betting Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
On VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
First Bet wants you to get in all the horse racing action. Sign up today with promo code VEGAS1000. Receive $10 instantly and up to a $1,000 bonus. VSEN.com/horses for details. Bonus code VEGAS1000. Double shot with Coach Thorpe, David Thorpe at Coach Thorpe on Twitter. True Hoop Insider. I subscribe. You should too. You're working on this. For our True Hoop about do you believe, do teams believe in your Milwaukee example, which you'll get to in a second. But I think also important, do you believe, also you're seeing with Boston and Memphis, how important chemistry is. Take it away, what you think of those two things.
Yeah, it's really, there's a combination there where having coached, you know, lots of players over the years and very often they're in the playoffs. And the ones that are the most resolved are the ones that really, first of all, they feel connected to their teammates, but even if they don't necessarily like all their teammates, but they're playing with a purpose. In the Nets started the season as prohibitive favorites. Kevin Durant is a genius basketball player. He also happens to be 7 feet tall and skilled, but he's a genius player. He knows, Kyrie knows. They have to play too many minutes in every one game to be able to win 16. They know. And so I think that when they're down in a game, or they're down 2-1, or you know, they're down 3-1 and with a and they're, you know, down 3 in the second half, how much are they going to fight? I I severely questioned that. And my point was last year, Milwaukee down to the Nets 0-2, down to the Suns 0-2, down in games. They just fight because the Bucks believed. And I think Ime Udoka, who was my pick for coach of the year for Boston, he's got his guys really believing, really guarding. Even when they lost Robert Williams, who was one of their two true keys defensively with Marcus Smart, although Brown and Tatum are very good. They're higher level defensive players also. They're not just scorers. Those guys, the Celtics, really believe this can be a special year. And the more they win, the more they increase their chances of getting Robert Williams time to come back. And then all of a sudden, I mean, they were the favorite when Robert was healthy in the last month or so, in the East anyway. So I do think that chemistry, culture matters, but all that is starts with believing that something special can happen at the end of this thing. That's why we'll dig in every single day to win.
Barkley always talks about the supporting cast and role players play better at home than they do on the road. And a big reason why they held on to beat the Cavs was how well Brown and Drummond played. They don't get that. Maybe they lose the game and blow the 22-point lead. Who else can help out Durant and Kyrie in this series?
Well, I don't really care what Charles Barkley says about this. He doesn't think anyone but superstars matter. But listen, what separates superstars from everyone else is they just tend to play better more often. And Brooklyn can be very good. They can really get after it defensively, which is something we haven't seen a ton of until late this season. Durant is a terrific defensive player, still incredibly so. Claxton is a shot blocker. Brown is just an all-around athlete. Drummond inside, of course, makes a difference. What a huge loss that was for Philly. You can't blow the deal up to keep him, but
yes,
they're really going to miss him in Toronto. I think when Embiid sits down, I think they're potentially in real trouble. But again, it goes back to having a great game plan. You know, a year ago, the Nets ran better offensive stuff. It seems like Nash has kind of taken his hands off the wheel, so to speak, and let Kyrie and Durant run it. And I doubt that's what he wants. I just don't think he has a choice. They're going to do what they want to do. They're incredible, but they're easier to guard when their offense is super simple. And same thing defensively. They need to have a more complex view. I mean, I would think, you know, slowing Tatum down will be a really important thing. But the Celtics run good stuff, and they have great scores on the wings, plus a great quarterback and Smart. So I just think the Nets need to be more connected and more sophisticated, and I don't trust that they'll do it every single game.
All right, Coach. In these playoff series, I always look for a coaching advantage. Do you think there's a significant one with the Raptors and Nick Nurse against Doc Rivers, and do you see one here in this Nets-Celtics series?
I don't think Nash is bad. I just don't think he's allowed to do a whole lot. Kind of like with the Lakers, you know, Vogel really established a defensive identity for a couple of years, but eventually I don't think his voice really mattered, which is not the fault of the coach. The players, the superstars decide how that goes. Nothing against Doc Rivers. I think Nick Nurse is one of the best few coaches in the world now. And because he's so secure in his career, meaning if Toronto wanted to fire him, who wouldn't pay Nick Nurse a ton of money to come to their team?
Right.
He's good. He never has to worry about a bill again. And so because of that, he's allowed to be the innovator we know him to be. So we're going to see, I mean, just look at the roster. It doesn't matter who Masai Ujiri brings in if Nick won't play them that way. Nick helped Scotty Barnes be, in my opinion, Rookie of the Year with the way he allowed him to play, the way he utilized him, and the way Siakam recovered from really a dark place a year ago to be, in my opinion, a top 15 player in the league this year, certainly in the last, you know, 55-60% of the season. So, I think the Raptors do have an edge in coaching in this series.
Several times you've called Joker the best player in the world, leading this team, putting on his back, incredible season. Do they have enough? Can he will this team to a playoff series win against Golden State and the Warriors getting healthy at the right time?
I think a lot depends on Steph. I know Steph came back this week. If Curry is relatively healthy, I still think it's a great series. I do think Golden State is good enough defensively. I think the only way the Nuggets can really match up with Klay, who's a better shot creator now, he just gets his jump shot from paint mid-range over all the Denver smaller guards, except when Aaron Gordon can guard him. And that would cause some problems for Klay, but that comes at a cost too. And the Warriors get after on the Warriors can get after on the glass, and that can be a problem for Denver. And then in reverse, even worse. I think that's where Denver could really make some hay, is when they have some bigger guys, and Gordon's almost a three, they can hurt Golden State when Looney and or Draymond Green are out. One or the other is out. I think Golden State has some trouble. But the speed of Wiggins and Poole, the shooting of, they can have some lineups where they have four shooters on the court. I think Looney is so underrated. I think he and Green will keep Jokic from having an all-time performance. He'll just be great. And I think they need all-time performance to win four games in seven.
Okay.
But I definitely think they can win a couple, if not three.
Okay. What would you do if you were running the Lakers? Any way to get rid of the Westbrook deal?
Yeah. I think you got to try to buy him out. You have to. I don't think anyone's going to take him in a trade. And so I don't know the cap issue as well. I focus on the court stuff, but as long as, or just don't play him.
Yes.
And I do believe they can do what the Rockets did with John Wall.
Yep.
Let him stay home, develop younger players better. They should do that. And they've done a poor job of that, in my opinion, in these last couple of years. And Horton Tucker kind of bumped into a wall. Malik Monk ended up doing fine. Kendrick Nunn is back next year. We hope. He didn't play all year this year, and I think he would have been a big help. But no, I would go into the season saying, Russell, you're never going to play for us, and start developing young players, get them experience, and then hope that LeBron and AD, you know, don't get hurt again, which is, you know, unlikely to be the case, but you got to hope for that.
Love talking to you. What's up at True Hoop, and what are you working on at True Hoop?
Yeah, we'll lock it in. I think we've got every single series I'm writing about. We've already published one on what I think is the best one, which is Philly Toronto, and we'll publish a lot today. I'll actually write more tonight and tomorrow morning based on these last two play-in games. I don't think either 1-8 series goes beyond five games, but you never know. It's still, you know, one of the keys for those games is how much work does a team like Miami and Phoenix have to put in just to get to the next round. You know, playing seven games in round one doesn't mean you can't keep winning. Think about the year the Spurs ran out Miami, and I think it was 2015. They went seven against the Mavericks in round one, but it's not optimal. You know, obviously you don't want that. So I'll write about that tomorrow, and then we'll do our podcast today that we'll publish this afternoon, breaking down all the series. And I think we'll take it. I think we're going to go from an odds point of view. So right up your guys' alley.
Beautiful. Thanks for a few minutes, and we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Be safe.
The coach, David Thorpe, at Coach Thorpe on Twitter and True Hoop. I'll tell you what.
What's the most intriguing series to you?
I'm going to say Golden State, Denver.
That's my top three. I'm going Brooklyn, Boston as the most intriguing to me.
But it has the chance. But again, they don't play any defense. Boston and Tatum obliterated them in the last couple of matchups. Kyrie can shoot you out of games, and I don't trust the rest of that roster. I mean, Boston's got the best record in the league going back since the break, so they could bury him, even without Williams.
Well, that's part of the reason I think it's intriguing. Yeah. The Nets have been among the favorites to win the championship the whole season, despite all the issues they've had. And they can get knocked out in the first round here by a Celtics team that didn't look very good the first 3 months of the season.
Then you have the Toronto-Philadelphia series, too. My God, if they go out in the first round.
That's a good one, too.
Oh, you make the big trade for Harden, and you could go out, and then on top of it with the Thybul news. We'll hit that series coming up. Keith Pompey, Philadelphia Inquirer, Sixers beat writer, talking about practice, helping out the Sixers now and helping out Harden. Doc's talked about it, Harden as well. Can they win this series and the loss of Thybul? All that coming up. Bob Ryan in half an hour. All the props in 15 minutes. Straight ahead, VSiN. Follow the money, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
BetRiver Sportsbook offering new customers a deposit match up to $250 when you sign up today. In addition to their welcome bonus, BetRivers has daily and ongoing promotions that provide extra value. Download the app or go to BetRivers.com today to sign up. Must be 21. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia. Keith Pompey joins us now. Beat writer for the Sixers, Philadelphia Inquirer at Pompey on Sixers on Twitter. Appreciate the time, sir. And some interesting tweets and articles that you had about how important and how much can this help the team maybe get on the same page that the practice and helping Harden out since coming over in the trade.
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, because it's one of those things where the 76ers, they really didn't practice. They don't practice a lot. And, you know, so James has been on the fly, learning, trying to learn things on the fly, learning where guys like the ball, when to take over, when not to. So that was the focus this week to see, you know, if they could get everything up to speed.
Has he been a disappointment to many people coming over and not looking like the guy who even was in Brooklyn?
You know, it's weird. Yeah, I guess you can say, you would have to say a little bit, yeah, because, I mean, you know, his shot hasn't been where they expected it to be, and there were such huge expectations for him. So, you know, and you know, the one thing is you do know that, I mean, people did know that his hamstring was bothering him. But for the most part, you know, I guess you could say, you know, things haven't going as planned. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, again, it could get better, but it has been a little bit of a disappointment yet.
Given advantage is Joel Embiid going to be for the Sixers? How big of an advantage might Nick Nurse be for the Raptors? And when you've watched these two teams head-to-head, who do you like in the series? Toronto seems to be a trendy dog pick.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of like Toronto. I do. And the thing is, let's talk about Nick Nurse. Mm-hmm. Nick Nurse has always had success against the Sixers. I mean, we're dating back to when he was an assistant coach there. He always devised great plans against Joel Embiid on the defensive end. So I think you have that going. But also, when you look at a team like Toronto, they have a bunch of guys between the size of 6'8 and 6'10 who can play multiple positions. And when you look at the 76ers, you know, you have Joel Embiid and James Harden. But then you have a lot of, like, basically role players besides that. So you look at the height and the defensive scheme. That's why Toronto is the trendy pick. That's why a lot of people are, you know, liking the Raptors.
How big is the loss of Thibault when a cheery sift to Toronto?
You know what? It is big, but at the same time, the one thing that I will say about Matisse, it's like Matisse typically plays in the first half and he's auditioning for minutes in the second. Hmm. So if Matisse is on fire and if he's playing well and knocking down shots, then Doc Rivers tends to play him in the fourth quarter, closeout game. If not, sometimes they go offensive defense with him, and other times they just basically take him out of the rotation, you know, in the fourth quarter. So as big as it is on, you know, just to say, oh, we're losing Matisse, but it's up to Matisse whether or not if he's going to play or not.
Okay, let's go to the doomsday scenario. They make the big trade. What if they go out in the first round? Do they run it back? I mean, what is Harden going to be there long term? What do they do if they can't get out of the first round?
You know, I think Harden staying here long term is Harden's decision. You know, I think if Harden says, hey, I want out, then he can go wherever he wants, right? But outside of that, I believe that James Harden is going to be here. And the reason being is, you know, that he's the guy that the 76ers wanted since the beginning of last season. They know that he has a messed up hamstring or he's getting over a messed up hamstring. So this is something that they're trying to build for not just this year, but next year, the year after that. So he's staying. Now, there could be some other players on the roster that they may try to say, hey, we're going to try to, you know, dump this salary or do something that way, and we can bring in somebody else. But in regards to, I mean, I doubt if the whole entire team comes back, but I do believe that Harden is coming back.
Okay. And you go with Geno's or Pat's?
I go with a place called Ishkabibbles. Ishkabibbles. I'm a Philadelphian, I'm not really a Geno and Pat's guy. That's like the tourist spot.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I kind of stay away from there, you know?
Very good. Other people have said that too. That's a good selection. You're not the only one to say that. Appreciate a few minutes. Enjoy the series. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having me on, folks.
You got it. Keith Pompey, Philadelphia Inquirer, Sixers beat writer. You mentioned Coach did too. The officiating is going to be so important in these playoffs, especially in this, because you could see a parade to the free throw line from Philly. Mm-hmm. How they officiate this series is going to be important. Is Harden getting to the line 15 times? Is it Embiid? That's going to decide it right there too.
Well, hopefully the officiating is not drastically different in the playoffs than it was in regular season, right? We don't want to see James Harden go into the free throw line 15 to 20 times a game. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't want to see a repeat of Minnesota-LA, which everyone was in foul trouble, too, and there was no flow. I don't want to see that.
Well, that's a good point, too. But the Philly team's especially going to feast at the free throw line if it's called tight, because you got Harden right. and Embiid who could just make a parade to the free throw line. That would put the Raptors in jeopardy in the series. I know it's a trendy underdog play, but listening to Keith talk and some of the other guys that, like Aaron Renning, JVT, guys who really follow the NBA a little bit closer than maybe I do over the past few months, I lean Raptors here too. I think Raptors are live dogs.
Well, there's a guy who covers the team. Philly says,
He covers the team in Philly, and he likes the Raptors.
There you go. That kind of
pushes me over the edge on the Raptors.
Yeah. $1.80 series price. Raptors plus a game and a half minus 160 at Bet Rivers. To win game one in the series, Philly's minus 115. Will it go six? Yes, minus 175. My God. I mean, that's just the city of brotherly shove, right? I mean, if they lose this game, if they lose this series, that's a great thing about the East. Brooklyn playing Boston, Philly and Toronto. Someone's going out in the first round and going to have a horrible, tough offseason to deal with and a major disappointment.
That's true, but you also have ready-made excuses.
You do. That's fair. Right. Yes, you do. Thibault's the fall guy.
People don't want to hear excuses right away,
Ben
Simmons, they will
Thibault,
accept them over time. Like James Harden was a midseason pickup. Well, we're looking at the big picture here with Harden and this team. That's what the Sixers are going to sell to people. It's all about next year. It's mostly about next year. You know, we were hoping it would work out this year, but next year's what we have our eyes. The same thing's going to happen with the Nets, with Kyrie missing so much time, KD's injury. The Nets are going to talk about how next year is the year when they're going to put it all together. So I think those teams have ready-made excuses if they go out in the first round.
The one series we haven't mentioned, but to me there's not much to say. Milwaukee's a 1-10 favorite, as high as 1,200 in some spots.
Can the Bulls win a game?
That's the goal. That's the only thing they can – that's the best-case scenario, rather. 127-106, 118-112, 126-98. The last three have been since March. They swept them. Head-to-head, 4-0. Good story, but again, the injuries catching up with Chicago. The defending champs, should take them out, no problem. And the other thing, John Schumann had this NBA.com advanced stats. Milwaukee got whatever they wanted offensively in the matchup, and Chicago had all kinds of issues scoring when you look at it. When you look at the 20 teams that are still remaining and you match them up, it's just a horror show. Milwaukee was number one in defensive rating. They allowed 102 points per 100 possessions against Chicago. And then they were, third offensively in that. And the props there, that's the trendy pick, too.
Right.
Lay the 2.5. Milwaukee minus 2.5 games is minus 180. Minus 1.5 is 380. 380 minus 1.5.
I mean, are you going to argue with that? You're not going to bet the other side?
No. Because you get them at 5, yeah.
I think the question here is, do the Bucks win them 4 or the Bucks win them 5?
Right. I'll bring up what sweep is in a second, too. To win game one.
By the way, in game one, the Bucks are minus 540 on the money line here at Circa.
Yeah, playing double digits.
Yeah.
My God. To win game one in the series is minus 375. And will it go six plus 135? What did I have the sweep there? There it is. At plus 175. That's come down. They get the broom out. NFL draft right here in Vegas. Extensive coverage. The mocks from Matt Eumanns. Lombardi, former NFL GM, will give his draft analysis. Former first-round pick Mike Pritchard. Sean King won a Super Bowl. And Brent Musburger will give his draft best bets in our NFL draft betting guide. Sign up today. Get full access to VSiN through the NFL draft for only $19 at VSiN.com/draft. Less than 2 weeks away. Full access to VSiN through the NFL draft, only $19. VSiN.com/draft. Can't wait to talk to Bob Ryan, the legend. We'll talk about the Boston-Brooklyn series his thought. You won't believe what the owner said as well about the Celtics. I was caught off guard with those comments. We'll get to that in 15 minutes, but up next, props, and more props, buzzer beaters, half-court shots, player props, all of it straight ahead. Playoffs are here, baby. VSiN, Follow the Money, the Sports Betting Network.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Rain or shine, every day is a great day for fishing, right? You got rain gear, but you can't overlook sunny day gear. A Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie has you covered on the sunniest days. Like, literally. I mean, who wouldn't trade a sunburn for a trophy fish? But why do it if you don't have to? Especially when this Solar Stream Elite hoodie is built with broad-spectrum UV protection. We're talking UPF 50. And it has airflow so you don't overheat. And what's the alternative? Putting down the rod every half hour so you can slather on some sunscreen. Seems like an easy choice to me. Columbia PFG has you covered with their Castback TC shoe. Its OmniMax cushioning and traction system helps if you're on your feet a lot, say, fighting a fish. Not to mention keeping you sure-footed on a wet rocking boat. So if you're going to be spending long days out on the water, and I sincerely hope that you will be, head over to Columbia.com/PFG and shop all their performance fishing gear.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
DraftKings Casino brings you a new era of your favorite games, including blackjack, roulette, slots, plus live dealer table games. And just this week, they paid out some huge wins. A player bet $4 and won over $88,000 on Divine Fortune. Another player bet $4 and won $20,000 on Zoltar Speaks. Another player won $122,000 on Mercy of the Gods. Download the DraftKings Casino app today. New customers claim a deposit bonus up to $2,000. Plus, they start you off with $50 in free credits just for signing up. So download the DraftKings Casino app and use code VSiN to claim the offer. Must be 21. Casino.DraftKings.com. For full details, we cannot bet at DraftKings, which is unfortunate, and they have an unbelievable menu for all these props and everything they're doing here with the NBA playoffs. They have buzzer beaters for every series. Will there be one buzzer beater in the Dallas series? Yes, it's 8-1. In the Toronto series, it's 7-1. Golden State, Denver, 6-1.
Yeah, I'm not taking those bets. I'll tell you
no,
that
no.
right now.
Brooklyn, Boston, 7-1, and Milwaukee, Chicago, 10-1. Will there be a half court shot made in any of those series? 10-1 that they're offering. Just one half court shot. And I'll tell you what, really, really grinds my gears. Now, it's not as bad as it is in the regular season.
Uh-huh.
This has been a problem for 5-10 years in the NBA. These guys don't want to hurt their field goal percentage.
Right.
They're shooting. Watch how they sit there, end of a quarter.
Three, they'll dribble it out dribble, until the buzzer.
And then shoot it.
Right.
And then make it look good.
Right.
The only exception's Curry.
It's there are
like,
guys like Curry.
I'd find the guy if he would do that.
You're right. There are guys like Curry who actually practice the half-court shots
yeah.
and can't wait to get them up. That's interesting. How many buzzer beaters, Paul, were there in the NCAA tournament?
Zero.
That's right. That's why I'm not taking that prop on these in the NBA playoffs.
A lot of games, though. I know, but this is
NCAA tournament was 67 games.
Sure, yeah.
There's a lot of, you're talking about a series bet here. That might be five or six games. You're going to take 7-1 on it. But see, and another problem is if you have a last-second shot, they might put 0.2 seconds back
so
on the clock. Then it's not a buzzer beater.
Yep, and they do a good job on the app explaining that, too, about the stars have to align. And the half-court shot, again, 10-1 with all these series, too. I was looking at this. Who will have the most points in the Milwaukee-Chicago series? DeRozan is +330.
I like DeRozan a little bit in that prop, especially at that plus number.
You think the handicap here is the Bucks
garbage time points.
Absolutely, and the Bucks
Bulls
are blowing
are blown
them
out.
Freaks on the bench, blowout city, and DeRozan's still in there and getting his points, not to mention he's the go-to guy and been so good for the Bulls down the stretch. He's +330, Freak -330. LaVine is 9-1. Series leading points head-to-head. That's offered as well. KD is -130 to have the most points in the net series. Tatum +160. Brown 10-1. Kyrie +350. They're going to be all over him in that series in Boston. Jaws -260 to lead in the Memphis series. Cats 3-1. Edwards is 6-1.
I think the most intriguing one on player matchup to me is Pat Bev against Ja Morant. And you brought up the point, how's that going to be called? Because Pat Bev's probably going to end up in foul trouble.
Yes, and at least
you know,
some of the
games, that Celtics series, who's your high scorer? Do you think it's Kyrie or is it Jason Tatum?
Well, Tatum ate him alive.
I think it's
those games. So that's Tatum. I would like look like Tatum there.
Probably look at Tatum, too.
Right. I don't think Durant should be the favorite. I think it should be Tatum. Here's another good prop, too. Harden. Will Harden have 2 3-pointers or more in every game? That's +165 in the series.
Two or more, I'd probably take yes on that. You would take the plus price.
Yeah.
Right?
Should be able to do that. I know the shooting's been an issue since the trade. More points in the first round. Freak is $1.30 against Embiid. Tatum is $1.45 against Booker. Durant's +160 against the Joker. Booker's +160 against Kyrie. But it's points per game in the playoffs. Excuse me. That's not this first series. That's points per game in the playoffs. Those are other good props, too. To average, their average in the playoffs, DeRozan's 26.5. Freak is 31.5. Middleton, 21.5. And Levine is 24.5 as well. Then you got the player props for game one, every series. Head-to-head, great job. Buzzer beaters, all that stuff is up. Very good. But we also, from you asked the intrigue standpoint, and there's certainly Philadelphia-Toronto, Golden State-Denver, Brooklyn-Boston's the nuts. I mean, the favorites before the season could go out in the first round, and I think they will. But then this historic turnaround, which we'll ask Bob Ryan about coming up in all his years covering the NBA, this team was 18-21.
Yeah.
And they were 500 during the break,
mm-hmm.
and the best record since the break, and they get the 2 seed, and then this is your reward where you get the Nets, but they could win this whole thing. But what if Philly goes out in the first round? The changes they could make, or are you pot committed with Harden? Could we get Boston, Milwaukee in the second round? That's a conference final matchup. But from an entertainment standpoint, Memphis, Minnesota could be crazy, and Golden State, Denver, with high totals and just back and forth and phenomenal shot making and superstars.
That's true. Nobody's talking about the Miami Heat.
Right. Good point.
We've done this entire show, right. And that's the first time we've talked about the Heat.
Well, we don't know the opponent. I know our guest yesterday said the Hawks can give them all they can handle if that's the matchup. And Atlanta looks too easy tonight, and I like Atlanta to beat Cleveland. But that is right. No one's talking about the one seed, which when they had that little hiccup with the infighting, then they said, okay, we're back to normal. And they had the winning streak and went into Boston and got the big win.
That's right.
So no one is talking about the one seed. I'm sure that's how Riley and the gang likes it.
You know, and I'll say this again. I stunned you with this fact in the first hour. And this is courtesy of JVT on the Edge yesterday. How long have Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green played together this season? 11 minutes. That's it.
That is nuts.
And, you know, Klay Thompson sat out last season, too. Mm-hmm. So you can say, well, these guys have played together so long, it doesn't matter. But it's been 2 years, essentially 2 years, since these guys have really played together. I think that does matter.
And Curry's been out for a while, and what does he give you in game one he's supposed to go? Not to mention, and we got a guest coming up later in the show from Altitude, hello Denver, to deserve a surprise with Murray. Can Murray come back at some point, too? That's why this first round is so intriguing. Simmons could be back in game four. Well, what does he give you, though? Could Williams come back for Boston? Curry's supposed to go in game one. Could Murray come back at some point for Denver? When does Luka come back for Dallas, and is he close to even 80%? Is he compromised with the calf injury? I mean, there's so many different angles and different storylines going on here about these injuries. And you dismissed it, which that's fine. But there's so much secrecy with his camp and no one says anything. What if the Clippers win tonight? Could we see Kawhi maybe against Phoenix? I doubt it, but still, you have that angle too.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to see Kawhi till next season. I'd be stunned if we see Kawhi at some point in these playoffs, but I guess it's a possibility.
How are your baseball bets going? What are your thoughts on the season so far?
I'll tell you that I have not bet much baseball so far. I've made like six or seven bets, been mostly small plays at this point. I'm just trying to soak in as much as I can and study as much as I can here in the first couple weeks because I'll admit I was a little bit behind on my baseball homework when the season started because the season was delayed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're wrapped up into March Madness, the Masters, and everything else going on. I was a little bit behind in my baseball study when the season started, so I'm just trying to do as much as I can. I was not high on the Yankees.
Right.
And I'm a Yankees fan, but I thought under 91.5 was a better bet on the Yankees. I questioned their pitching depth, and Gerrit Cole at the top of that rotation just hasn't been the same guy. He has not been the $324 million man that they signed. Now, Luis Severino had a great start last night.
Yep.
For the Yankees. If he can come through, it's going to be a huge plus for them. I think one of the most intriguing teams out there, and by the way, the Blue Jays look like they're going to be tough to beat in that division. The Blue Jays' offense is legit. How about the Angels? You got two of the top five players in baseball in Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout?
Without question.
Right?
But they're healthy.
Noah Syndergaard looks like he's going to be a stud again in that rotation. They've really improved the bullpen, but there's always something off with the Angels where your expectations can't get too high. And again, last night, Ohtani, who looked great on the mound in the opener, got rocked last night by the Rangers.
Yeah.
So I think you always have to temper your expectations for the Angels, despite the fact they got so much talent.
Good win for the Brewers yesterday.
Right.
It's a great start for the A's. Everyone said that win total got down to 67.
Man.
And they won again. Cubs won in Colorado. They're off to a good start. A lot going on. A lot of strange season. And then the Dodgers are then tied in the eighth and then blow it open and cover the run line against the Reds.
Yeah,
Freeman hits the big hit.
You're right. That was a 3-3 game going to the bottom of the eighth. Freddie Freeman hits a leadoff double. Dodgers blow it open. You think about some of the teams that everybody wrote off before the season. The A's, the Pirates, the Reds. Those teams have been pretty good here in the first couple weeks, but it's early. I'm going to a Major League Baseball game tonight, Paul. I'll tell you which one later in the show.
All right. You might also have a couple plays in pocket as well. The legend, Bob Ryan, up next. More on the Brooklyn-Boston series. And you won't believe what the owner of the Celtics said. Straight ahead, VSiN Follow the Money. Pauly Howard, Matt Eunice.
Meek. Meek. Meek.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.